Oh, I have no idea, really. Okay. I have no idea. So, yeah, I'm not good with technology, basically, just to clarify.
No worries.
Kia ora and welcome back, everyone. We are here in the studio, as usual, and I'm very honoured. It is a we, because in the studio with me right now, I have a guest cellist, I'd say, from the UK, who's playing with the Christchurch Symphony Orchestra this weekend. Matthew Barley, welcome.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
How are you today?
I'm good, actually. I mean, the jet lag kind of kicked in the middle of the night, so I think I've been up since about 3 o'clock. So,
yikes.
Feels like lunchtime already.
So have you just arrived?
I arrived 3-4 days ago or something.
Okay. And you're here for what? Is it 5 weeks?
I'm here in New Zealand for 5 weeks.
Right, yeah.
Christchurch now for a week or so.
So you playing with multiple orchestras?
Just the one orchestra now.
Okay.
And then I start a chamber music tour with a pianist.
We're
in 10 cities around both islands for the next few weeks or something.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
So when was the last time you were in New Zealand?
Last time in New Zealand was September 2019.
Okay.
How the world has changed since
then.
Yes,
I know. Arguably not that much time, but a lot's happened in that
time. Yeah.
So that's a good place to start, actually.
Uh-huh.
How was your lockdown, your isolation? How did you spend that?
Well, it was actually great. I've been touring pretty full on now for 30, 35 years or something.
Right.
And my wife is also a musician. She's wonderful violinist. And you know, we said, okay, lockdown's happening. And we were getting emails from our managers every day, you know, France is cancelled, Germany cancelled.
Yeah,
yay, fantastic. We get to stay at home.
Yeah.
And then our two daughters, who are both in their 20s, they both came home. One of them lives in Germany. She's a DJ. The other's a dancer in London.
All right.
They both came home. So we had both of those home for the lockdown. We just actually had a really nice time.
That's quite good.
Super chilled out. And
yeah,
watched
right.
a lot of films, cooked a lot of nice food. And
fantastic. It's like, I guess it would be quite nice if your whole family was spread out and then you all came together for a bit.
It was a funny situation because, of course, we're very aware that an awful lot of people are having a very, very tough time.
Yeah,
but somehow, you know, by whatever fluke, we happen to enjoy ourselves.
You just kind of live in your own little
in
utopia,
out of a bubble. Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah.
So anyway, tell me a bit more about this weekend's performance.
Okay, well, this weekend is very exciting for me, this one, because this is a piece, it's called Azul, and it's by an Argentinian composer called Osvaldo Golijov. And I got sent the music by the publishers about 10 or 12 years ago, and I kind of looked through it a bit, and I thought, maybe one day that could be interesting. But I didn't really take it on board.
Yeah, right.
And then I found a recording by Yo-Yo Ma, and I listened to it 5-6 years ago, and it completely blew my mind.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, I've got to play this piece somehow,
cool.
And I actually had three performances lined up during 2020.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, they all got cancelled.
Yeah, right.
And funny enough, Christchurch is the only one so far that's come back in the diary.
Wow.
So this is a very special concert for
yay.
Me. Finally
getting
exciting.
To play.
Yeah.
So is it one of those things that, like, you could just play instantly right now if you wanted? Have you practiced it lots?
I could play it instantly right now. I mean,
right.
I would want some breakfast first, but I could play
it. Yeah, of course. Yeah, fair enough.
I could play it now. And I've been working on it a lot. It's a really unusual piece. It's for amplified cello, which is unusual because that means basically that you can put the cello next to a huge symphonic orchestra sound and it doesn't get drowned out.
It's
louder than normal, simply as
that. Right, wow.
And then I'm also joined, there are sort of four quasi-soloist type characters. Obviously, there's a cello is the main one.
Yeah.
But I've got an electronic accordion and two world percussionists as well. And one of the movements, like 10 minutes or something, is just for that quartet.
Wow.
Such a cool bit of music.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So I did kind of want to ask about that, actually. Uh-huh. The whole risk of getting an instrument drowned out type
right
thing.
Yeah,
I guess thankfully now we've got a lot of technology to kind of avoid that thing, but is there a lot of kind of thought put into how you arrange an orchestra in order for that to not happen?
Totally. I mean, for hundreds of years, that's been one of the biggest problems that composers have faced when they they write a piece for a soloist and an orchestra. How do you deal with the fact that that one person has got to be heard next to 65 people?
Yeah, right.
So that's been a major point for composers forever. But, you know, a really, really easy option is just amplify the solo instrument.
You're
sorted.
Of course. Oh, that's so cool. You've quite sold me to it.
Okay.
Do you play with accordions much?
I've played with accordions very little over the
years. Yeah, right.
And they're really cool instruments.
They are quite cool.
I love them. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever attempted to play one yourself?
No. would sound horrible. I'm quite
sure.
Right. But also, because this composer is Argentinian, he grew up with Piazzolla.
Piazzolla
was in his ears from probably when he was in the womb. So
it's
an important sound for him to play.
Oh, that's very cool. So I'm kind of curious, how did you sort of get into this line of work? What's your story?
So my story is, I don't actually remember this, but when I was 7, I heard someone play the cello, and I said to my mum, that's what I want to do. And
by
coincidence at school, we got a letter around like the next week saying, anybody want to play the cello? I was like, yeah, that's me.
Wow.
And after 3 lessons, apparently, I came home and I said to my mum, I want to be a professional cellist and I want to be really famous and have my own helicopter.
Okay.
I don't remember that either, but that's apparently what was
said. Do you have the helicopter?
Not yet.
No, damn.
If you know anyone, let me know.
Yeah, I will let you know. I'll get my helicopter contacts to call your people, basically. So how does that look? Do you just like drive your entire life to that one goal?
Pretty much. I mean, because I did decide straight away that I wanted to play the cello for the rest of my life, I've never had that moment that I think almost everybody has of what shall I do with my life?
Yeah, right.
You know, all the way through school when all my mates were, you know, trying to figure out which university, what subject. You know, I was sort of blissfully free of all that, which I think was a real blessing in a way.
Mm.
But it's also a big deal. You know, you're kind of professional from the get-go.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you're involved in what's going to be the rest of your life. And it just, it's pretty consuming. I practice all the time. I've been practicing for half a century.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
And,
oh my gosh.
And I still love it. And I still feel like I'm discovering new things every day.
Yeah, right.
And
wow.
it feels like a real blessing to have found that path so early in life and just still to be so committed and in love with
it. That's a unique story in of itself, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Did you go to university for that sort of thing?
I went to a music college
in
London. I went to a music school, first of all, specialist music school in Manchester, then 4 years at music college in London, and then I did 2 years postgraduate studies in Moscow at the Moscow Conservatoire.
Wow.
Which was pretty intense.
So your tour post your performance on Saturday, how did that come to be?
Well, Chamber Music New Zealand, which is a fantastic outfit, they're possibly the only remaining touring organisation in the world who put together really good tours like that.
Wow.
I think there's one in Australia as well. There used to be a few in Europe, but the English one's gone, the Norwegian's gone. So I think they're fairly unique, actually.
Yeah, right.
And I've played with them a couple of times before. So they've organised this beautiful tour, which is very exciting.
Wow. I have to say, that's so cool for you. And I do hope you enjoy getting around New Zealand and seeing all the parts of
it. Thank you very much.
Matthew, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
The show on Saturday, which is called, it's Pastoral. That's it. That's so bad.
That's the one.
Pastoral, this Saturday at the Christchurch Town Hall, which is your first time playing it.
First time playing
there.
Very exciting. I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Enjoy that. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.